And everything was done in there, you know, in that big cabin. I've been there all this time. My uncle lived there. And so he came downstairs, and it was totally dark night, but he must have been something light about his clothes that they saw him. Just as he's passing the corner of this big log kitchen, and they started shooting at him, you know. And my uncle showed me the bullet holes, you know, in the log, above, just above his head, just barely missed it. And people, I don't know whether you know it or not, but they used to, in your time, but they used to have a front yard gate, and the yard was finished, you know, and the stock ran outside. And so they had a front yard. The yard was sometimes fenced real big, sometimes palings, you know. And so he ran. The backyard gate was right close to that old kitchen. And he said he jumped over the gate. He said he didn't. He said, now that's the only time I ever did that. He was running for his life, you know. And so he escaped in the dark and went into the woods and hid. And at another time, after the war, the bushwhackers were after him. And this woman lived at the old Bath Springs community. And I can't recall the name unless it was Damon. My brother knew more about it, remembered more about it than I did. But I think that's what he said. And so she heard him plotting to kill Daddy. Well, she walked 3 or 4 miles. It was, or I said 3 or 4. It might not have been more than 2 or 3 miles. She went to the field where he was playing to tell him Daddy. Well, he just unhitched his horse, left his plow in the field, and came to the house and told grandmother. And she said, well, you just have to go to the woods again and hide, and he did. And she knew he'd have to have water to drink. And so she carried a pail of food and set it on a stump by the spring. And then when she went back after water the next time, the pail was empty, and she knew he found it.
Right.
And he stayed. Now, I don't know how long he stayed, but he stayed in the woods for some time, you know, just hid out. And till everything finally quieted down. And then he left, and the older people told her, well, they told her, during the war, told her he'd be safer in the army than he would there at home, that the bushwhackers were just killing people. And so she let him join them. And then after the war, he couldn't stay at home. So he, after a time, while he eased off down in the Mississippi, when he left by night, maybe left walking, and went down in Mississippi where his grandfather was, Grandfather Tucker, and where he wasn't known. And he had a better chance of survival there. So I don't know how long he stayed there, but he'd stay there some. And grandmother, she was left an orphan when she was a child, and her and her brothers, twin brothers, and they were raised by a couple that didn't have any children. They never did adopt them, they just took them, you know, just foster parents. And so when the war came up, well, she moved back in the house with them at this old sort of place I'm speaking of. And then she, after the war, Daddy wasn't there to help her. So just her and the smaller children, some of them great big boys, but not big enough to know how to make a crop. And it was what her foster father was old, but he'd go to the field with them, help, you know, kind of tell them what to do. Then they didn't can much fruit, you know, and people had, it was what you could dry, you know, dry peas and dry beans and dried fruit and things like that. Canning, you know, hadn't become so, not anywhere like it was, I'd say even 40 years after that. And I heard grandmother tell one time, she's talking about some of her experiences, and she said that they would save just all they could, lay by all they could, you know, in the fall. And then sometimes by spring, they would just be almost destitute, you know, just the dry, maybe the dry peas and beans, a few of them, and they'd have to be saving them. And as soon as the wild greens came up, well, they'd get out, you know, pick them. Mm-hmm. And I heard tell one time, with tears in her eyes, she said she knew that there were some nights when her children went to bed without enough to eat.